Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny, July wheat down 3¾ cents, and July beans up 2¼ cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks, but still very strong at 97.57. Crude's down just a little bit. Gold's up $8. Silver's up 21 cents. We did sell 283,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico this morning, so a little bit of export business. That may be why the beans firmed up a little bit overnight, but certainly no Chinese business. Still many conflicting stories about the Chinese trade deal. After most of the week hearing positive things yesterday, there was a comment out that there's some sticking points out there, which may have put the market under a little bit of pressure. The wheat overnight broke the better part of 8 cents off its highs. I'm not sure whether that's because of the White House or something else, but we've got still plenty of rains out here, bad weather, flooding in the Mississippi. It's going to get worse. We've got another round of rains coming next week that looks similar to what we had this week. We had 5 inches of rain in Chicago. Today's the first sunny day we've had since, you know, at least a week out here. Temperatures are still cool. We're going to warm up a little bit next week, but again, with plenty of showers. It's raining right now, and there's a line of storms from Oklahoma up through Minnesota. So, you know, again, it's still pretty wet out here, and I think, you know, the funds are getting a little concerned. Best guess, the funds are short about 300,000 contracts of corn, about 165 beans, 35 meal, 68 oil, 78 wheat. So they're still heavily short in here, and hopefully we can get something that'll trigger them for a short covering in here. I'm a little disappointed the beans made new contract lows yesterday. Certainly the wrong time of the month and after first notice day. So, you know, are they going to switch that many acres of corn into beans? There'll be some switch, but, you know, I think we're getting a little oversold on this bean market out here. So we still need something definitive from the White House on the trade deal. Also, we need a trade deal with Canada and Mexico. We keep forgetting about that, but that hasn't been signed off on yet either. So we need to see something really positive out here to help move these grain markets higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.